Okay, we're coming right off the heels of Purim, where the Gemara says that the issue of Purim was the idea of a shtachavu letzelem. Shtachavu letzelem is a lot of meduber in the Peskim. What is the tzelem? Was it an avodah zarah? Wasn't it an avodah zarah? But what we are going to find out today is that it doesn't necessarily have only shaychus avodah zarah. The shaylus that are dealt with are things that clearly do not have shaychus avodah zarah. Some people may have wondered why this sign said the Yisur of Pesach on Timuna and didn't say Yisur of avodah zarah, but as I'm mentioning now, these things are not necessarily directly connected, and even when we have something that has no shaychus avodah zarah, we can still have an issue. Now let's see where this all starts from. From a pasuk. In the pasuk it says, Lo yisasun iti. Elohei chesef velohei zohov lo yisasu lochem. This is at the end of Parshas Yisroi, after Matan Torah, the discussion where it says this. Lo yisasun iti, elohei chesef velohei zohov lo yisasu lochem. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Tanya, kol ha-partzufois mutorim chutz mi-partzuf odom. You're allowed to make any face that you want besides the face of a human being. Why? Because loisasun iti is loisasun oisi. You should not make with me. We read it also as you should not make me. Right? Now what does that mean? You should not make me. That's everyone knows the honor Yud Gimel Ikon of the Rambam is Einoi Guf. So the Rebbeinu Shem is not a body, and anything that reaches or moves or touches a body doesn't touch him. There is no comparison to the Rebbeinu Shem. How can you say, well, he's asking, I see you first to the human face? Right? How is it that you make a human face is the face of Hashem? What's the asking, I see? So the Ritz within Rosh Hashanah says, Pirish, Tzuras Odom, שאני מירה לנביאים במערה הנבואה. כתקציב, כמערה אודם עולוב מלמולה. רבינו של עולם appeared to the נביאים with human form. As the Pesuk says in Yechezkel, כמערה אודם עולוב מלמולה, אבל חס ושלום שהיה לבריא לסבור דמיון גוף כלל. In other words, of course רבינו של עולם doesn't have a face or a body. However, this is the way he appears, and is perceived by the Nevi'im, and therefore, we can't make anything like that in this world. Can't make the human form. Now, we also find the same idea. Mevorech es Hashem. Somebody blasphemes, so he's high skill of the Bezdin, and on him is said, the pasuk, where it says, Lo yisolin nivlosay haloeit. Anyone who's chayav skila needs to be hung on a tree temporarily afterwards, but he should not stay on this tree overnight. He should be buried that day. Why? Ki kila lasa likim tolu. The curse of Hashem is anger. What does that mean, Zakrashi? Zilzuloi shel melech. A human being is made in the form, in the figure of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Moshal, says Rashi, L'shmei Achim Te'umim, Shal Yudayim Zelah Zeh, it's a moshal to two identical twins. Echad Nasa Melech, one of these identical twins became the king, and Echad Nitzvah Tulistius Unitzvah, the other one got sachapt in robbery, and he was hanged. Kol Aroya Oysay Oymer HaMelech Tolu, anyone who sees him hanging says, the king is hanging, so it's going to the king. So we're talking about a Rosh over here, who was Mavorech Es Hashem B'Farhesya, B'Asro, B'Eidim B'Asro, but still, the Tzelem Elikim also, Oysay, the human form, this is our perception of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and therefore, Lo Yisasu and Oysi, there's an Isser D'Raisa to make the human form. What is the Kazakhia? Ritzvan Avay Dezorah says, K'derech Sh'omar HaKosuv, B'Misholov Al Ha'odom, B'Tzelem Elikim also, Oysay, the pasuk says that a human being is made in the form of Hashem, although it's a marshal. In Kovet Shemala, you cannot make a human form, a human figure. This is the Isur de Oiraisa, to make any pesel of a human being. So
three-dimensional, or?
So far, we have what we have. So, the parts of Adam. Now, let's make it clear. We're not talking about Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is also on its own. It's on its own, it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. He's just making human form. And if we follow what the Yisra just says, where he says, the same thing about Avodah Zarah, what did he say? He said, Kovet Shel Malach. It's not Kovet Shel Malach to have any such statue anywhere, and therefore the Torah offers to make such a thing. So therefore it's talking about somebody in Bethesh. He made it Lenoi, like the Rishonim call it. Lenoi, it was made as a decoration for beauty, whatever it is. All the Moini Amistas bring this Isra. Shulchan Aruch in Yerdei Kuf Mem Aleph. And once and for all, for this evening, Kuf Mem Aleph, that's where it is, Yerdei Kuf Mem Aleph. That's the Siman of Shulchan Aruch, and we'll go through different things there, but Yerdei Kuf Mem Aleph. If Dalad is Machal Paskins that way, Bechain Tsuras Odom Levadoi, also La Tzuris, I don't feel like Levadoi. Says the Fairies, no matter what you made it for. You didn't make it for Avodah Zarah, of course. If you made it for Avodah Zarah, it's a different problem. No such problem. What's the issue here? You made the form of a human being. Now, there are hundreds of Tshuvas in the Paiskim on this lav. We're just going to pick on a couple of the Gemara, just to see how it's discussed a little bit. There's a Tshuva of some Sefer, Yeridei Kuf Chof Ches. So he says, Yisrael Echot Kosher, Zer Lchiyid, or just a little more, Umnos Vesilat Avonim. He wants to learn this art of sculpting. Right? Tzilas Avonim, sculpting out of stone. And he asked some Sefer, is he allowed to go ahead and learn for this and get some kind of a degree of sorts in this art? Some kind of certification? And so in order to do that, he had to create some samples and bring in samples and show them, and they told you which kinds of sculptures you had to bring in as a sample. And for his academic certification, you had to bring in a Hasel Odom, and a Stam Sefer answers a relatively short tshuva, but at the end it should be right clear that Yishum Hasel. I don't know any Hasel to do such a thing. And you have to finish that it's not Favre Dezor, it's Lenoi, but it's Yishum Hasel. I know no Hasel says the Stam Sefer to do such a thing or to make such a thing. Another dogma, let's come closer to our days, Ramesha Yerdei Chelik Beis Simenun Hei, is asked by a Rov in Pennsylvania, that after they assassinated President Kennedy, Oliver Schnabel, so his city wanted to build a sort of a, how do we call it, a monument, yeah, L'Zichroi, and so they asked him to represent the Jewish community in working towards building this monument, and Moshe answers that Lamaisa, he gets around this. He says, you're not the one to make the Tzuria, you're not being kind of the Tzuria, you have no bailus on the Tzuria, you have no shaykh to the Tzuria. That's the way that he finds to be makel, but clearly Moshe has no mocking to say that if you were the one who was making it, that there would be any hetter and it's the Yaisa to do such a thing. But he says, you're not directly involved, you're on some kind of board, you have no shaykh to the Zach, and therefore it's mut, it's not a problem. So again, the first thing is making the pasal. Now what about receiving, getting some kind of pestle which was made by somebody else and it's made by Tzuras Odom? That's the Shaila over here. Now, if we look at the Issa, the Issa plane in the Pasuk as it is Lois Asim. But Lamaisa, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Frek Takasha, or Rav Yehuda, Tacherim Asuloi, V'Omal Yishmul, Rav Yehuda, Shinino, Sami Einei Dedein. Look, Rashi, what was the Maisa? Rashi says, Rav Yehuda had a sort of a figure on his ring. Right? They used to walk around with these signet rings, and this signet ring had a figure on it. It's all his made. It wasn't his, he had nothing to do with making it. That's a Yehuda Achirim Asuloi. But still, Omalei Shmuel, Shmuel says Rav Yehuda, Hashchei Tzurotai. In other words, that's called Sami Eino the Dane, which literally means the blind the eye out of it. Just, in other words, poke out one of the eyes on this face on the ring. And like Rashi explains, what's the point of the Hashchet Tzurase? Ruin it somehow, right? Ruin the face somehow in order to be master. So what do we find here? That is an Issa, also by Nafal Yidei Acherim, to have such a figure, even if it was made by somebody else, not the pastor of the Pasuk, right? But the Gemara is Mazbetake, a Chloro Kimto, Hosom, Chaisomai Boilet Havo, Umishum Chashoda. What does that mean? That means there's no iser of asiya to own something. However, kol oid, that one has something like that, The Gemara says there's an isur mishum chashoda. What's chashoda? The Rashi shelo yoimru avodah zarah hiloy. They shouldn't say this is an avodah zarah to him, which means you're walking around a form, a figure. Why do I know what you do with it? Therefore, you can't have it either. Not only can you not make it, but you can't have it either. So this is the isur d'rabbanan to have such a tzura, and this is a new isur. This is hashoyo. Hashoyo. What does that mean? That means to have it around, to leave it around. Right? What was the English word? Did you give me a good English word? Like a part of having it.
possession
could be, but hashoyo really means to leave it around. Right? To leave it around, that's the longer way, but possession is really the most accurate term that we could use today. No, but I'm saying shokamarach over there also. Im oivit kechogam asom loy, also hashoyso. You don't want to keep it around. The Be'er Agril there brings the Makar from this to this Gemara, Shach V'taz, meaning that the reason is Mishum Chashad, and the place can say that in a certain sense, the Isav Ashoyo, which is the Rabbonon, is more Chomer in a sense than the Esem Asiyah. Because Asiyah is a one-time deal. You do it, you're finished. Right? Nobody tells you to do it, Chas V'Shalom, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, you're over one time. But Ashoyo, the place can say, is Akol Rege V'Rege, and therefore, it could be more common to keep such a thing around and be over into the Rabbonim constantly again and again. Again, the place can write a lot on this Issa, which we'll see along the evening, but one dogma of many is another Sam Sefer. This is a Chelik Vav, Sima Vav, and the Zaki Tshuva brings similar story with from the Tshuva Zera Emes, from a famous Sfadish Apostik. This is a mice of a Goy who made some kind of a silver breastplate maybe or something for clay kodesh, and a tsura boiletes, a three-dimensional, a form of Moshe V'Aaron. Emma speaks about a similar case. It's a guy who made a Torah for a Sefer Torah, I assume he means a crown on the Sefer Torah, which had the most Moshe V'Aaron over the Shlomo. It seems a lot of people came with the same idea there. Akapanim, the Chassam Sefer writes that the Issa of Loisasun obviously is not there because nobody made it. When Abishai was, can you use it? Can you have it in the shul? So it's considered the Issa of Rabbon Ochshad. And therefore he says, you have to deal with it somehow. And these Achareinim say, do something taka like a Yehuda. Sami Ein is a day. Do something about it to ruin the Tzura to some degree, because otherwise it's a problem of Ashoyas Tzura Sodom. Which brings us to something that's much more negeya to us today, Alom Zhirov, Divri Malkiel. Divri Malkiel is Alom Zhirov, arguably the biggest place in Litva in his day. Somebody was taken very seriously. And in his truth is Chel Gimel Simon Unchas. He writes, Masha Dorush L'Iskoi, what is demanded of him, what is needed for his business, the shloach tmunosa is according to photographio, to send a picture, photograph. The chofet kevoidoi betzitkas levoi lodas im yesh b'zeh chashash isa. You want to chashash isa to take a picture of yourself, a photograph, and send it out for your business. He did samachti moibes shalotzu this. I'm so happy that he asked the shayla isa. Asheloi som lev elashen espasha zela hetagomba. He didn't pay attention to the fact that this is looked at as a hetagoma. He can't even ask the shayla for that alone. He says, I'm already happy if he asked the shayla. Hine. Suras Adam ufurish b'shatzah sheshanah daf chavdalim. The Tushu Chanoruch she'osu lasik. Now I'll make it Suras Adam. V'afshah soy acher, also ha'shoyzeh. Everything that we've seen up until this point. Now he brings. Haritvo b'chidush av l'avay dezor daf nem gimel. Kostav. So also last is Suras Odom af b'tzeva u'b'dyoyu b'rikmo. Which means, don't think that the Isra of Suras Odom is only something that is three-dimensional, or which is as of a statue of source or sculpture. Zok the ritual, that the same thing is true. Of tzeva u'b'dyoyu, which means paint, ink, embroidery. Because of lehed yishom, the b'dyoyu have it kiboylet. Making a picture with ink, same thing as boilet, he says. Ulezeh, shoymer nafshu yirchak mizeh. Stay away from pictures, he says. Stay away from taking pictures or having pictures. ובפרט כמו שכתבתי לאל שיש סבור גדול שיש בזה איסור גומר על פי דין, אוכל. באשר אם לא יש לך עצורה. איך ששיוק מה ידי זה הפסד דעת תוקר, והיא says, what a lot of, what all the places are always busy with. I don't want to hurt you, there's a fan also. He says, what should I do? He says, what's with Zion? It's going to hurt your business. What's kind of stone? But there, yesh lahok, yesh lahok, yesh lahok. He says, I'm not so happy that you should do it through a guy, but it's going to hurt, in which he says openly there. He says, a guy shouldn't even do it, because he shouldn't have it. But I, what should I do? He says, but I'm killing your business. That's treffen a hefe, he says, let a guy do it. And then, on the heels of that, whoop, he goes on with very, very sharfer Musa about this minig of having pictures of human beings and having them around and whatever. But as I come to ice for them, so again, he brings up a shayla here, which is a very serious shayla for us. And like he says, a haftish can aspire with enough. I don't care that everybody does it. He says, and I'm happy you asked the shayla, no matter what anyone does. Obviously, you know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. The truth is, all this brings is that Canaan and Valley are patients. Coming from Purim to Pesach. But that's Canaan by our faces. Kacho you would hold them so Mitzrayim. Kishay ho you b'chor shalai amaze, you oisin ikunin shalai b'boteyam, you make a picture of the b'chor who died and put it up on the wall. V'ois to shot, the time makas b'chor is, for you nishba v'nita charto, or you kosher v'nim kiyem ha-movet. That's how some of makas b'chor has happened, is that the picture of the b'chor fell off the wall. No? So Andre brings this, that's Canaan by our faces. They say, no, you see that it's a mitzvah shemitic. You have pictures of people on the walls, a mitzvah shemitic. The Shuvah Sram Sheikh, who's born in the Yerdea, who brings the famous words of the Sram Seifel. On the, I'm not saying on this, but he's asked this Shaila, and on this Shaila he brings the famous words of his Rebbe. Everyone knows that Sram Seifel said. Chodesh Asim Menateya. So he brings that over here on this Shaila of pictures. He says, Chodesh Asim Menateya. This was a Shaila also about the photographs.
Does the Rebbe going to get into them, what does some all the three-dimensional versus two-dimensional?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we'll do it step by step. So Akapanim, also that. Now, the Seder, it's an interesting story brought. We're going to do all the Machmirim, yeah? This is the Seder we always do. Don't worry. We're going to leave you hanging here there. The Shailas Yaivet, of Yankiv Emden, brings a mice with his father, the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi was invited to the Sfar de Shekehila in London. And he was very Mechabedim. He brings the amount of cover that they were Mechabedim with Mechabedim. He also called in there Ila Krosa. Not only that, he sent out a royal boat to go out and make a couple upon him as he came in on his boat. Ishloi Neva, everybody went out. It was not charged to cover that they gave him. And then they asked him whether somebody can make a painting of him so that he should be able to remember him and have a spot from him even after he leaves. And he was Messiah of the whole thing. The Shul Oifen, he wasn't masking that anybody should draw any kind of picture of him. At the end, he writes, Tom Schwanz went ahead and did it anyway. Without him knowing about it, they looked at him and studied him and this and that. The kids, they made a painting of him, and the Yaivis tried, and they saw the painting, and it was so meduyik that the only thing missing in it was the neshama inside, he said. That's how accurate this picture of his father was. And they made copies and copies and copies of it. He says, those are also being sold for a lot of money, the ones that were sold, that were made that way. There's a picture that comes to this day, which seems that that's where it comes from. But, right, that's not the Chacham Tzvi, after all the whole interesting story. What do we see? Chacham Tzvi fought not to have a painting of him done because of the issue of Lisas and Oisi. That's the pastor. It really is Lisas and Oisi. Pitzchei Tshuva, and Kuf Mem Aleph, the Kotten Zion brings the Yaris Vash. Yaris Vash, right? That's Baplukta, that's the other side. That's the Reinus and the Eibershit. It says that pictures and paintings and portraits of human beings is a Ruach Rodes Shridar. He says that when there's a human form and there is no Neshama in it to protect it, so maybe we'll Ruach Rodes to be Shridar on it. Now, I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but Lamaise, there are other precedents to similar type of ideas. Grada, one that was just this Shabbos, I'll get into in a second, is the truth. Yaskel Avdi. Yaskel Avdi was a Bavadi Habdaya. He was one of the very big Shuvahs, his father's a place of recent generations in the Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote this Shuvah to Rabbi Abish Eisen. was one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, who wrote in the Shaila, certain going says from the Nesiim of Chayil Poilim, made a gzeira that anyone who gets chalukah from the Kupas HaKayil of Chayil Poilim must take a picture, and they have to send these pictures to him, and he wants to see, by looking at the picture, he held that he'll be able to see people is devar, how much is this person worth by looking at a picture of him. But whoever is not going to send him a picture, Yikupach Zechusay. But there are such people who are machmer. They are machmer not to take any pictures. And he asked Al-Avdi writes, Ve'inayim oigi pole adover, hayitochen la'achriyachas avkenim etzim edich ha'homin, la'avu bekum va'aseh, photographia, to go be over on taking pictures. Shabbat coming with the day of the oil of Oyster Medina last is passed upon him. I feel a bit sever, but you have the photograph, he says. How can you go force somebody to be over on such an Easter, but come back, he says? They should be involved in doing something that is wrong, going to so many poiskim. And he writes, in that shuva, he writes Barucha, this whole thing of the Yaris Dvash, which is Barton, what we just went through, Parshas Poro. Tahara, the famous Rechaim HaKadosh, the Parshas Chukas, who speaks about this, he says that Tumas Meis comes because the Chitoinim, the Klippas, are always interested in having shaitas to human beings. A Yid especially. But a Yid has a Neshama inside him and they can't get near him. And so as soon as the Neshama goes out, boom, they all jump on. And then that's where Tumas Meis comes from. He says, so he types Zeis Chukas HaToiro, doesn't just say Zeis Chukas HaToiro, he says Zeis HaToiro, comes from Toiro. Because he had a shaykhus to the Torah, that's the reason why he's Tumas Meis. He says, the guy has a drop of Tumah because he's fought the Tumah of the king, but he is the one who has it the most. And it's better to say, similar idea, that they have an Indian to connect, and therefore, when there's a picture on the wall, which is the face of a human being, and of course, Chochma Sultan Torah Panov, and the Neshama of a person reflected on their face, and there's no, but there isn't any Neshama in there to watch it. Like he said, the only thing that was missing in there, the Ivis wrote, is the Neshama. So immediately he says, Ruach Ruach straight on it, what he gets more nervous about is that he says that once that Ruach Ruach Shoyer is able to approach his face in the dead form on the wall, it gives him a way into the live person also. So therefore, there were many said, you can't go stock Makbid, and I tell him, Shachter Zel Chazach, and Safra, and others going to go very Makbid. So we know pictures of him. Interestingly, it's sacrificial. Mendelovich, I hear, was very stark Makbid. We know pictures of him anywhere, as much as he was able to. Don't let him know you do. Many were very, very, extremely Makbid, not to keep any pictures of him. And everybody always looked at it with a craziness, what's this? And they chased after him, and they took the camera, took it to film, and exposed it, and this and that. Also, Ashigoyim, and the Maisa, we're starting to see that there's a mockum over here, Alpin Nigla and Alpin Nista, to this whole thing over here. Weiter, to Aloha, we'll get to Aloha. But at least let's understand, where's it coming from, that you were daily saw that it's such a tremendous Indian not to have any shaykhs to such that. Now, the truth is, according to everything we're seeing, it's much more chomer to take a picture than to be in a picture. To be in a picture, you have a Kabbalah the king. But to take a picture is not an Indian of Hashoyah, it's an Indian of Lisathanoisi, it's an Indian of Asiya Mavish, right? So according to these places we'll hold, that the Asiya is the same, whether it's in three-dimensional or anything else, the Kum Tachoyz, Lisathanoisi, on pictures, is going to be a chomer the gazelle. No. Siyadua, Lamaisa, Poik Chazi Mai Amad Abar, as the Lira Malkiel himself wrote, he's very proud of the person who fights it on and after Shiloh, anyway. But Lamaisa Geret, many generations have passed, and the whole Kali still does take pictures. And this is always going to be a starting point in these few years, I'll come upon. And what does Kali still do, and what could be, there has to be a Tzemachim Lahakal over here, what could be the reason why Kali still does have a Minik Lahakal in this? It is a place in Yuma. Yuma Daf Nundavu. This is interesting. Tosfos normally doesn't write in this style, but in Tosfos in Yuma starts off Nishalti. It starts off like he's writing a tshuva to the Shaila. Nishalti. Al oisim shemetayrim emachzoyim tsuras chayes for oifers and yofa oisim emlach. People who make pictures in the machzoyim of chayes for oifers. Is that good or not? I think still today probably some of the old Mazurim or ones that are Maduris with Tsulome, some old Mazurim, you can probably... Geshem
and Tal, they have the pictures of Mazolos
down. There you go. I think the old, you know, the old...
Cookies.
Yeah, the Shabbat blessed, probably the old Yekeshem Mazurim probably all had it. Yeah. In the Yochoy Tzimim Lav, and for Tzimim, the Heishavti, nearly devadai loy yofe oisem. Why? In other words, you start looking at pictures of animals. Next thing you know, you're thinking about your cholamid trip to the zoo. And before you know, you don't remember where you were holding and davening anymore. You get distracted, Zachta. So what are you making pictures in the mausoleum to distract people from davening, Zachta? No, but right away you start to think to yourself, hello, why is that what he says? What does he tell us about the real problem? He says, Mihu, Ein kan isid loisasul chofes. There's no isid loisasul chofes. Why? And not only that, not only is there no isid loisasul chofes on it, but afiluch shodol hekav. B'tziyurim she'minei tzivoim ba'almo ve'ein behem mamoshus klal. Right? It's printed onto a paper. It has no mamoshus. The loy chayshina l'chshodo elo b'choysim boilet v'loy b'choysim sheikeya. Which means, the Gemara said, harei, that was the Gemara of Yehuda. There has to be boilet and not sheikeya. V'kol sheikeya b'dova zeh she'ini loy sheikeya v'loy boilet. In other words, even sheikeya, there's something going on there which is touchable, perceivable. It says up to my muscles out in one direction or the other. But this is min tevel ba'alma. It has to be a dover sheish by mamish, Zoktesis. If it's not a dover sheish by mamish at all, that's not shekeya, he says. It's less than shekeya also. To garnish. What's the makoyah? Back to Tabata Yisrael Yehuda, where it says that the issue is also boiled.
Itself is
boiled,
as opposed to making
boiled. That's a which direction is it going? But either way, look, Tais, this is the other one. Absolutely. This is boiled. Boiled comes from the
Yehudah.
He's with boiled, right? He's with boiled. I'd be like, showing him there. What does boiled mean? If it created a boiled, if it is a boiled, if it's a boiled on its own, or create something that's boiled, which one is a problem? Are they both a problem? Now, nobody holds that there was a problem, but the place in Walton will hold both a problem because different Yishayim hold different things.
Well, no one holds that they both could be a problem?
The Yishayim are machlekes. It's either this or it's that. But Lamaisa, okay, so we have a Tosus. Now, a Tosus came to Shabek Machen. Of course, we saw Lom Zhirov wrote a ritual, who obviously seems to disagree with Tosus. Tosus
is talking about Pesach. Pesach, by definition, is...
Tosis is not talking about Pesach. Tosis is talking about printing into the Mahzeda.
So he
says, don't take these words Pesach? He says, Inkan is the loisasul chopas.
Pesach.
Inkan is
the loisasul chopas.
Yeah.
So
he's
talking about Pesach. Pesach,
my
definition is a
skull. Yeah, okay, but if he held it, there was a different problem with loisasul chopas, he should have said so, right?
Was this loisasul
chopas
of animals?
Yeah, Harami. That's shiny. The svora that he says over here is a svora that's said on Rav Yehuda, yeah. Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch states, based on the Tosfos, Shulchan Aruch Kuf Mem Aleph, Seif Dal, Kuf Mem Aleph, Seif Dal, yeah. He says about Asiyah Sirus Ova, Medvar Mamurim, Beboi Letes. This is Ova, yeah. Medvar Mamurim, Beboi Letes. Ava V'shikas, Ve, Shemetzayrim Bakoistol, Besamamonim, Mutter La'asayson. That's the Tif Dalet. Tifei, Tabois, Im Hoist Asiru Biletes, Oso La'anicho, Voto Lachtenbo. Im Hoist Asiru Shekaz, Oso La'anicho, Voto Lachtenbo. Voto La'anicho, Voto Lachtenbo. Yeah? In other words, it's one or the other. Depending on what the situation is, it's going to create one. Refnei, She'anechtan, Te Oso Boi Asiru Biletes. So again, what are we finding? The Shulchan Aruch asks us something that one way or another is going to create a blito. But without a belief to state the Pharisees of Lamaruch, based on that thesis, it's not a problem. No. And Azai, after the Divir Malkiel is coming against the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and the thesis of Tutachotza. What's Itaka talking about? No, he writes it himself, Itaka writes it. And he says, despite the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, so the Ritva, and the Ritva says the Pharisees of the Zohar, the Vidyoi also. So he says, to go be making against one of the daily Yerushalayim, why should you do that? Therefore, the Divrei Malkiel passed La'isa, as we saw. At the end, he says, let a goy do it, but he's not happy because of the ritual. However, for us, it's good to know that there's a Gemara and a Tosfos and a Shulchan Aruch that seem to have no issue with the picture. So La'alocha, we have a Heter by Einu Boilu. Okay, the Sheet says, it's a Tosfos, it's a Machmet. And therefore, Taka, the Divrei Malkiel says that the Tefer for Joy is Taka also. And in that case, according to the Divrei Malkiel, our pictures, are Taka a problem. That's a big Chedesh Rimachba. And the truth is, there's to be Machme on a photograph as much as the ritual is Machme on a painting, even that is a Chedesh. Why? Because we're not a Matthias. Matthias is that when you have an oil painting any painting at all, something is there and you can feel that it's there. You can take it off also. You can peel off the thing. There's something there. So now, actually the ritual comes and says, what's called violet, even this is called violet. But something that has no bleater at all, and therefore l'chayr is against a mafurish gemara that says violet is also. So something that's completely flat, it has zero mamoshes on it at all, which all of our photographs are like that, the chayr, you can't be madamed after the ritual. So even a Divrei Malkiel with that ritual, it's not muchach that the same thing is going to be true about a picture. And the truth is, if you look into the Lidus Lashon HaRitzvah himself, Higrada speaks Baruch along those lines. As he says, L'cholku bein boilet l'sheikeya elo v'dober ha'chokuk. In other words, we're talking about something that's engraved. You want to know which way was it engraved? Was it, you took out the outside and left the inside, you took out the inside and left the outside? He says it's boilers. It's called boilers. In other words, what does he say? He says there is a gewissim amoshes here which can be considered boilers. But to say that something that has no mokim to say that it's boilers is still the same thing, the further step. I didn't remember Kiel seems to say that further step, unless pictures in the old days were different than they are today. I don't know. But Akapon and our pictures don't seem to be any issue at all. The Ben Ishchai writes on his own, Surah Hamasis Betzeva Av Nira Boblito the awesome Avo Betzeva Kal Kemoidioi Alaniyor Les Lombo. In other words, he doesn't bring the ritual to this chilek, but he makes the chilek very clearly. Veda Keep his mana there, Lurkim Surah to all the Kemoishahu Alideha Machino Hakadosho. Hanas is Be'erofa, it's a creative photograph. He says, today's days is this new machine, it's called a photograph, he says, and they make these pictures today, Anaya Geshef. V'zu adifo mitzeva kal ala niyor, she'em ablita afilu mashu. He says, befeirish. There's no blita at all, it's aim by mamish b'chlal, and therefore there's no problem, it's pashtu malochu zuchal oilom, the doshu barabim, and it's all fine.
Is he talking about
there's no issue at all with it.
Do we assume whatever applied by...
Unless it says otherwise, right? In his case, he doesn't say otherwise, right? He's talking about both. Now, the Divrei Malkiel also brought a daya that holds shekas. There's also a das yochid. It holds shekas, right? What's the chiddush of the thought? But again, it's a das yochid. But again, hadeya harivachas of all the Rishonim is that you need to have at least some definition of boilet in order for it to be a problem at all, and that's Roiv Rubim of the Rishonim, that's the Shulchan Aruch. There are Rishonim who are Befeirish Matir, even Shekas, that it's Mutar Bechlal, that it's no problem altogether. And so at the end of the day, it's a Shaila, if anything, of a Sfeika the Rabbanon. But to go ahead and to say that you're taking a picture and it's Issa Deraisa, Lassas and Uisi, that's very big. That's a very big chiddush to say at all. And Torah brings Yishayim who after Boilet to answer Kass, you just asked before. The Torah Taka does bring Yishayim after Boilet to answer Kass. But, and therefore, your Shaila. Yeah, your Shaila was. Okay. So if we want to deal with Shehir, Sveikah the Rabbah. Right? Sveikah the Rabbanon, L'chayir, we should be able to be Sveimachon, Reiv, Yishayim. But what happens, what about the Sveikah the Rabbah? So what about taking the picture? The person who takes another picture, who's in the picture, the person who has the picture, but the person who takes the picture. Yeah? Now, Hakim comes to Shiloh with the Raisa, Lisa Mercy. And now maybe, if you come and say, Taka, if the Torah brings the Shainim, who say, Shekat and Buletas are a problem, so why don't we have a Shiloh of a Sveikah, the Raisa, by Tzilom, the person who's taking the picture, maybe that person should be choshish for speaking the writer. The photographer himself. I think only the photographer came to this shir because he didn't want to find out that it's a problem. Well, Maisa, the Torah does bring Taka, Ramban, Ranam, Ram, Rutenberg, or Machme by Asiya. Only by Asiya, even by Shikas. Only by Asiya. So the Shaila is, should we be Machme, at least not to take any pictures, or somebody else take the picture? Huh? Yeah, could be that's the reason why some people take very short photographers for the Chasana. Really, they don't have to be worried about being Machshel Yid and taking pictures.
But Ranam has said that.
But the Shai is again, that's a good Samara in the Rabbanan Zichar. And the Raisa, maybe there is a Mokim, especially according to the Zivim Malkiel, maybe there should be a Mokim. Well, the Maisa, let's take this. Are you allowed to take a picture on Chol HaMoed? Here's the Shai. Are you allowed to take a picture on Chol HaMoed? Do you notice there's actually people ask the Shai? Why is it not Ksiva B'chol Moed? They take a picture of Chol HaMoed. Serious Ksiva. Ksiva B'chol Moed is Dovah Ovi. You can write also.
But
it's not Dovah Ovi. But it's not.
No.
Ksiva. Ksiva B'chol Moed. So what's the answer simply? First of all. Okay. There is no Ksiva L'maisa. And the old negatives. There's some Rishim over there. That's not called Ksiva. Right? The electronic pictures, definitely. Yeah, or not. So, what you start to know, you see, from taking the actual picture, shouldn't be any kind of shaila at all. Yeah?
Printing a picture could be,
What?
Printing the picture.
Oh, developing is something we're going to have to deal with first. Taking the picture, so far, it turns out, there should be no shaila at all. Right? Taking an actual picture, fish can see it, and there's no asir. So, actually taking the picture with you. No. Video, by the way, the old videos? No, I think there's no more videos anymore. Today, what we use, they're not a problem. Because there's nothing there, actually. But even the old videos, nothing ever was developed out of there, right? There was some sort of relation which, passes on by on the screen. So today's day, we have no shailas mechalal with videos. Now, come to Chayis Mamish, that Habal Nefesh, who was very to Lahachme, instead of pictures, you should always take videos. And maybe, if it's all not good, there'll never be any shaila at all. And there's no rachra, there's no chash, there's no mishdo, there's no the video. The video should be no shayla at all. Polaroid camera, that's the big shayla. How do you do with a Polaroid? Polaroid camera, do they still have those?
Yeah.
Oh, they're on. It's still Polaroid.
Came back, Michigan.
Oh, Givaldik. So the real shayla is a Polaroid. What happens, the Polaroid camera, you take a picture, and the shas maisa, as you take the picture, it comes out of your camera. So basically, you're involved in the whole thing. So here, look, there's a real mokim, maybe to be machma like those yishayim and the divrei malkiel. But again, there should be also a mokim to be same with all the yishayim who hold that if it's not boiled, it's mutter. But here comes the shayla also. What happens about taking a picture of the Tzela Chochma and Saul Stern, the brother of the Messina? He has a shayla. What about somebody who doesn't want you to take a picture of him? Can he stop you from taking a picture? Are you allowed to take a picture of somebody who doesn't want you to take a picture of him? Lamaisa, he feels always that it's a shver to moichem, it's hard to be moichem and adin. Lamaisa, though, once you see the whole picture again, once you see the whole picture, that it's not someone mishigas. Lamaisa, there seems to be a mokim taka, whoever wants to be machme, they have a right to be machme, somebody who wants to have such a chomer. For you to go and force him into a situation that he doesn't want to be mekel on lahalacha, he has every right to be machme. We see clearly there is a mokim lahachmer for somebody who wants to. Somebody who wants to machmer rachra, by the way. Well, why shouldn't we have a right to do that? There's a some sefer. Some sefer, they have a maaser of some sefer. And somebody took a painting of him and in order to make money off of it. Some sefer called the painter for times. So he said, what do you want me to do? He said, I have to marry with my kids. I'll have to make my face black by going around from door to door collecting money. So some sages don't understand. Instead, you're going to make my face black. What are you doing? How can you make a painting of me? I'm not sure Karakane, though. I'll speak for myself. Regular people, there should be no problem at all not to take pictures, not to be in pictures, not to have pictures. L'chayyur, the pashtus is that roiv ruba mamish of rishonim achreinim, there should be no issue whatsoever with taking pictures. Again, the only one that we're seriously stuck with is the Divrei Malkiel. But other than that, l'chayyur arayta lismoich, yesh lo yami lismoich, b'shufi mamish. Now, if you have pictures of the Gedolei Yisrael, which you already are, and you didn't take them or make them, or anything else like that, okay? Habe. Damas is punkt verkehrt. Pitzvah Gedolei Lavoit. Pitzvah Gedolei Lavachashuv. Hang a picture of the Gedolei Yisrael in the house. Why not? It's good for Chenoch. It's good for Rich Alein. No question. In other words, this is an announcement. It's important to me. What do all the people have on their walls? On our walls, we have what's important. Everybody hangs up whatever they think is important on their walls. Whatever they feel is a decoration to their house. The decoration of the house is pictures of the Gedolei Yisrael. So if you want to go and be the one that takes a picture of somebody who doesn't allow you to, don't look at this can have a halal. However, if you're not involved in taking that picture, if it's a golden girl who doesn't mind, or even if it's a golden girl who doesn't mind, but somebody else already did it and it's there, why shouldn't you have it and hang it up on your wall? But to go ahead against the will of somebody and take a picture of him, I'm just going to shame the zach. Okay, let's get to much more serious problems now. Because pictures, again, we basically came out with the fact that anybody mamish, we can't get back. But there are things that clearly yesh behem mamish mamish. Yeah? For example, a doll is 100% a human figure, from head to toe. The poshet is shailov l'sasun oisim. Here we have no easy way out of boilut and shekeya, ahina her, the poshet is gashkel ahoyah, every doll. No super medem. What happens also, the shailov is, these trophies, different trophies, that there are, that are, you know, a whole statue of a person, prizes, menshalach, which all of us have, these little, yeah, all these little, whatever, do they still have the little Fisher Price ones? Yeah. Those are everybody's favorite toys when they were kids.
Shekel head.
Shekel head is a step lower, we're going to go through that. But the dolls are very serious, and all these other things. You know, and the shy is, what's the heter? Why do we have it? So the Akitshuva brings a Beis Dovid. Beis Dovid again is father, one of the big fathers of Peskin. A nice thing happened to Simchas Torah, and they brought a wooden person to shul on Simchas Torah as part of the Simcha. Yeah, it looks like it's not as nice as that. So the Torah was a time, it's not that massive. A nice thing, he writes, Mochu Behem Bigo'orah. They were moicha b'ga'ora on the people who did this. Why? Because afilu l'noi also ha'shoyze. And in ha'shul loch. And I'm bringing a zah, a geshkin to shul. What's the heter to have such a thing? Another difficulty, we have these mannequins. Mannequins, especially today, they're very developed, industry. And they have these things in the window, looks exactly like a human being, and they're dressed respectively. But what's what l'itas and icy? Somebody who's a doll manufacturer, and the Stamtefer writes, that's what he's talking about. These are the kinds of things that he's talking about. Yeah, Moshe, right? He doesn't really have any heter to make any kind of doll. The emes we saw, you can't leave it as it is. Oisi is an agene issa, doesn't have to do with avodah zarah anyway, if you're not going to serve it. So there's a story that's brought in Satmarov. Satmarov was once asked on a Friday night, somebody came over to Satmarov, and he asked him, what's the heter to have dolls in the house? So he said, there's no heter. He says, because nobody thinks about it. It's the only reason why people have it. He says, nobody ever thought about it. And since it was on Shabbos, so what could he do? The shoyel couldn't do anything with the doll on Shabbos. So Satmarov told him, do the same thing, tell the chometz. Chometz, you find it on Yom Tov, you can't remove it. Kreis all of Kli, and right after Shabbos, you better do something to ruin it in some way. And Moshe Sternbuch brings the Chazanish in his Chuvus that he was makbid to do something to the doll. Right? So this was all, by the way, for Hashoyo. Asiyah, nobody was matir Asiyah at all. But even Hashoyo, you have to ruin it. It brings from Moshe that he was makbid, his Talmidim say over there, he was makbid on dolls also. The Makar, what's the Makar? The Makar is, back to Kabbalah Shabbat, the Sami Ein is the day. So Satmarov, therefore, said, The same thing that the Gemara says on that. At the end of the day, after Shabbos, do something that takes off some piece of this thing and ruins it. Chazanish, no bezach. Meshach Shemot is bringing from Chazanish is, ruin the doll somehow. Take off something that ruins the Tzirus Adam. Anyone who ran all for the boss, so that story over there also. Back in Yosef Herman. Towards the beginning of the book, I read it many, many years ago, but towards the beginning of the book, I remember very clearly, Rakoma Shane, as she read in the book, she said that she was running away from her father with a doll, but he took a hammer and he smashed the nose. And the place can speak about this. On the Shulchan Aruch, on the page, there's the Beis Lechem Yehuda who brings that how much you have to be paid, and it says it depends how big the doll is. It has to be relative to the size of the doll, something that's enough of a ruination. It's all that. The Sam Sefer brings down in that Tshuva and Chelek Vav, and he says that the Gemara says Sami Ein the Dain, Mashma, any Chelek of the body is enough to ruin, even a small Chelek is enough to ruin. Any Aver, he says an ear, an eye, a nose, a finger, and the Mela, he says it doesn't make a difference how big of a doll it is. Any part of the doll that you can ruin is enough that you ruin the Tshuva's Adam Shabbat.
If it's just the head, it doesn't mean the head.
We'll have to deal with that separately. Kafanim, up until this point, we're dealing with ruining some part of it. Yeah, and the Chalami, what you're saying is a good point. Lamai cigarette. Okay, so what are we finding? We're finding a lot of Gedolei Yisrael close to our times. We said, the Eise is, ruin it, ruin it a little bit. Lamai cigarette, let's go back to Paik Chazim Hayam with the Bar. It seems that Rav HaTzibur is making them bad too. And people have dolls, and they don't ruin them, and they don't do anything to break them or smash them in any way. What's the tzad to be makel, vital, than all of these places that we saw? So again, asiyo we saw is also in our terrible cholos. But ashoyo, what's the issue of ashoyo? So we saw what the issue is. The issue is mishum chshava. And what did we see from Rashi? Rashi and Tosfos, the shach v'taz. What's the chshav? The chshav is you're going to be mishtachev to the Pesach. That's why you have it. So you want to be mishtachev. Zok the Chochmas Adam, Klal Pei Hei, he brings down this whole thing, and he says, V'nirali, B'tzurat Adam B'zman HaZeh, Mutter La'Sheisei. Today's days, it's not no longer an issue, Zok the Chochmas Adam, right? The Kimon De'eri Elu Mishum Chashad, V'yodua De B'zman HaZeh, In Uyivdim L'tzurat Adam, V'oysri Shenevat, the one who they do serve, meaning Oysri Yerish, Oysen Oysen Meshone, a very specific form, he says. V'chein Talmidov HaNevodim, Yesh B'kol Echad Mehem Simen. Therefore, regular stuff, nobody bows down to statues today. And therefore, if it's not doimer to those tzuris that are now Nevad, there's no Hishayim Shukshat, there's no Shat. At least take Chochmas Adam, the Netziv, and Hemek She'elo, on that Tosik in Parshas Yisrael, right, also, today there's no Hishayim Shukshat, there's no derech today to be mishtach to these things, and therefore there's no chshav. Now, the best makor to this comes before the Metziv, before the Chochmas Adam, Nochar Ritzvah. Ritzvah and Avodah Zarah, state as a. Tzuras Adam Shegilin Ato Lasi Se'umnim Bakelim. Right, they would make these little decorative humans on a kelim. Harei hein mutorin, ve'ein tzorech lechaser mehim shum eiva. You don't have to ruin it or take off any edge. Why? The imi shum asiyas parts of Adam. If it's because of asiyas parts of Adam, nachayim also. So you didn't have any problem with the asiyah. Right? Asiyah would have been a problem. But nachayim also, if he doesn't have the asiyah, that's not an issue. Imi shum chashada, that is shuri shum chashada, kvar hadovor yodua, ve'ein atzura azuna vedet kishehi al kelim. It's yodua. You have a person on a keli. Nobody serves that. So this is a friedrich and makor to this idea of Chochmas Adam and the Netziv, which is, you know what? Once it becomes obvious that nish from them rechman and there's no chashad, so again, of course there is an Isra Asiyah, there still is an Isra Asiyah, because that's the derisive of them, but the Isra Chashad, there isn't Bismanega. Dr. Tshuva brings Sefer Nachal Eshkol, similar Mahalach. He said, look, the pshat, he said, people had statues in their house. Old statues in their house. And he says, I mean, he doesn't understand. How is it that the Gedolim were not Moicha on such a minik? But he says again, even though normally this should be Shehiya Hashoya of Pesel and Masecho, but he says, it's Chashad, there's no Chashad today, and he ends off at the end, Akech Masosi, the same Halach in the Hoch Masodom, Mishaita. So we find several Achreinim who say that today's date, this is no longer in a Geya. So Reila, now when we go back to our pictures, besides all the Hatayim that we saw, Hanocha Hata, Hashoya, Achlam HaReza today. Even when it's real, real stuff. So picture, Chavada, I'll get that finished. At least half in the picture, yeah? Novos, these give it to Shverer Kaisen in this Zach also. Yemes is, Shtikul Pella, the Chochmas Adam. To go say, Chazal will graze us on thing, but today everyone knows anyway. Shad normally went out to battle so easily, but either way, the Isam Aram Rotenberg, who clearly holds that the Isam Hashoya is the Isra Dereyaisa, and it's not Mishum Chashan. He says it's the original Isasim Isi, which means it is Asiyo and Shehiyah. All of that is Nichlal and Isasim Isi. As it held in Amir Rotenberg, and according to him, it's not going to be any difference today. Okay. But also that's Yochid, on the off-shocking Gicha Heid from that. Number one. Number two. Bir Agro. The Bir Agro brings Yishayinim Ahol. The Chshad is not a Chshad that maybe you bow to it. The Chshad is maybe you were the one who made it. Right? Maybe you were the one who made it. That's the Chshad. Right? It brings many Rishonim who hold that way. Not everybody holds that Rashi. The Chshad is maybe you're even having a desire. Chshad is maybe you made it. That's bad enough. You're even having a desire by making it. And it looks like you did. No. So even if today the people don't bow to their dolls, that's still Chshad. Maybe you're even having a desire here. Elamai, maybe you could raise the question on this also. Why? Because you see a professional doll, you have to know how to make it. And if we're going to have to make up over here now that people think that you're the one who made the doll, it's going to have to fight the stretch to say that a person created his own doll over here. It's not an easy thing to make. If you make a doll out of some kind of amateurish or whatever, maybe that would have to be a problem. But otherwise, maybe our dolls could raise the question there. But there's one serious problem is that the Chassam Sofer himself brings a swallow like this, and maybe there's no shot today, and he adds on. He says, Shemishum sha'onu medamim lo yinaste ma'isa l'kula. You can't make up your own swallows. That's what the Chassam Sofer. Ulameba tatsiki laver al divri chazal lahansi swallow takeres lahokam because a boich swallow. You make up your own thing over here. You want to be makel against chazal. Pois chazi kame kirkurim kirkuru betoises yuma ala surish of mazayim. He says, well, this place is going crazy for to say, it is Mamosh, it's not Mamosh, it's what we don't say. It's not a problem anymore. Goodbye. Nobody thinks you're going to bow to the pictures inside the Mazda. Elamai. And once the Chazal will graze the Mishum Shad, we'll graze the Mishum Shad. Im Kain Ein Lohokal Klau, Baal Kol Ponim, Yikatei Arish Chai Tomei. At the very least, he says, at least call off the nose. As there's Dr. Chassam Sefer. So what do you find here? Dr. Chassam Sefer, and Teichir Akul. So Remele, even though Itaka found that Adam was Beilam or Mekel, the Chassam Sofer rejected out of hand, very clearly. Now there's another problem also, which is, everybody said, there's no such thing anymore today. Is there really no such thing anymore today? There actually is such a thing anymore today, because the Far East and Africa and various where the world is full of people who bow to Psalim, and the truth is, Arena or whatever it is, they come here too, with their Psalim. They bring them along. Right? They bring them over the ocean. You, for all you know, you have a neighbor who bows to this thing. It's not so August for that.
Bow down to like a Fisher Price bow?
What they bow down to, basically. But so far, that's not what we saw. Yeah? So, anyway, we're going to try to get to that also. So again, the Kenesh HaBek Machen, a heter of a Ritzvah and a Chochotol and a Tziv. What about the Chshas? So here I want to talk to go into such a heter. To make it a bit more. And this is the Pri-Astodah. The Pri-Astodah, Boni Adiroth. He was asked to Shiloh directly about dolls, which he calls poppin. Poppin, I'm not sure if it's like puppets, whatever it is, poppin obviously is it's dolls. It's clear from what he writes about it. And he says like this, he says, what's the ish ashoya? He says Mishum Chshad. But he says, a doll is mutl bebizoyin, you're not mechabed it. So he says, therefore, you're going to look at it and think that you're talking about Yerosoi, this is his getchke. He says, the kivin the oizim poppin, ikeras yosom let tinoikos l'sachik ben. The derech hatinoikis begoyel on betitva ashpa. The kol mokem aluchloch have a muvuzin she'in darken la'avedoyisam. Remember, like a child, He says, you can't tell me that something that's getting kicked around on the floor and rolling through the mud is a pzageshka. It doesn't make any sense. Not because it's man hazeh. Chassid Zadach, he reads the smach of the Mechaber himself, and Siv Gimel, who says that if you find Kalim or Kiris on them and you don't know what they are, he says the Pharisee over there, Imei Mevuzim Mutarim, so not all the night. It's obvious that it's not a Geshke if it's on a Dovah Mevuzah. So he wants to tell to the same thing. He brings him Marit, he says, such a Svara. So what is he saying? It's not only Fiyah Mokim Vazman today's days in these areas. It's Bechefta, something that's not never. It's not Shach Tachshad. Something that, Lechatchila, like you said, what are they about to? Are they about to dolls? Not the Rishkim Shad?
The test is to spell again.
Huh?
The test is to spell.
A Pesis is still, at least the part of the Mazda, yeah? Not Mavalda. He said, well, I told you that you're Mavalda. So a Mela, clearly, it's not something that has any respect. Yeah. But he says, like, slowly the Muslim needs to be in a popim, in less than Medina. The Eilu Shem Asuim Rakhlasi Noikis L'Sachik Bohem, because it's Mavuza, U Bal Nefesh Tevli Zoyezus. Bal Nefesh is being Izzah, but I'll say Zoyezus. So let's be Mesakim, what we have up until now. To make the Tzuras Odom, that's Boilet, nobody had any Hetzah for that. Shokin Hetzah. Hashoyo of a Pesel, the Boilet, also Medrabah. Dolls, we found two chashav etayim on dolls. What besides taking off the nose, yeah, or something, so, or a finger, or something else. So one hetter is the chochma sodim v'si osay, who hold the bezman hazeh is different, and we have a priyas sodim who holds that when it's muvuzer, it's not a problem. So the meisim. When it comes to pictures, gans poshet to be mekum, right? Those never assume my moshes, and of course we can show to the chochma sodim who holds that there's no chashav today bechlal. And therefore, mutter bepshitas, ba'aloshim ke'arkenu. The dolls, we have mitzad echad, Moshe, the Chazanish, Shasat Merov, who are machme, yes, to do something to it. Midigoylum we have, to make him alpidis chochma sodom, the priya soda. Each of the reisim, by the way, is going to kashaylo bachlal, in this case, and therefore, the tziruf kolonal, you could zicha, be makel, and if somebody wants to be machme, and take off a nose or a finger or something, it's something that would be moving, and the priya soda taka writes over there, Misha Nizam Mitsuris Ke'elu Yizkula Homes by Oponim Shalmala. That's his bracha. But Menadin, we find very clearly that there's a clear mockim Lahakim. There's another place where such a thing is Negeya, and this is something that Taka is Negeya to some of the Shayas that grew up here. There's something called a cameo. A cameo is some kind of an amulet that people wear as a piece of jewelry that has a profile of a face on it. Of a face, yeah. So over here, so this is boilet. It's boilet. It's not a boilet. And the priya soda's heter doesn't work over here. It's not a dovah mavuza. If anything, it's only the heter of the chokhmah soda. Right? But there's another heter which has to be mentioned over here, which is the machadah of Zion, who says, yesh mi sho'ime sholi osu b'tsuras odem al dafka b'tsuro sholeim o'b'chol e'v'reho. It's only a full human being. Aval tsuras roish or guf b'loy roish has no ether even to make it. And there are more adds to that, which means the Inyan, according to this Mechaber, on the Shem Yesh Misha is only with a complete human. But a profile is not a problem, even though the Mechaber attack only writes Yesh Misha Oimer, and when the Mechaber says Yesh Misha Oimer, it's the Das Yochid that's saying it, and the Shach and the Taz do bring all the Yeshem and Machme and Tzirus Aparatsif alone, but we have the Chochma Sodom, who we saw Yikid Zichestal to, and we have the Amor for the Orthonaut, who says that the Chain HaMinig, and therefore, that's something we can sell to the sheitel heads, which bachlal are very undefined in the first place. So if you want to cut off the nose there, kalfish can geld, but l'chayr doesn't seem to be any reason to be machna on that. So that's another clue from Rashulegan. And we'll see maybe 5 minutes, maybe after Minchas, 5 minutes more.